Okay, good morning. Today's shiur is Gittin Daf Ayin Dalad. We're going to start on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think it's 8 lines from the bottom. So the Gemara, the Mishnah, Shnayas, and brought down a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, right, in the Mishnah, that said, what's her status? The woman got a get, and the husband, the get basically said that he gave you the get while the husband was alive, and said the get is going to chal later when I die. So the question is, now there's this time period in between. So the Mishnah asks, Mahi ba'osana yom. So what's her status during these in-between days? So it says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Omer ke eshes ish l'chol dorah. She's a complete eshes ish, meaning that if someone is mezana with her, they're chayav skila or chatas. Rabbi Yossi omer gereshes v'ein megereshes. She is megereshes and not megereshes, meaning that she would be chayav. She would, if someone had beer with her, the chiyuv would only be on an ashim taloi, because it's a suffix whether she's an ashes ish, and therefore there's no chiyuv misa. So tana, but the Brisa brings down ubilvad sheyomus. It has to be according to Rav Yossi, who says that it's only a suffix. It's only if the man dies from this chole, this sickness, as Rashi says, ubilvad sheyomus, about ilo mace, but if he gets better. Igla milsa the lav gitahu, then it becomes clear that it wasn't a get. The chayev chatas, and he's chayev chatas. So the key, it's the third to last Rashi. So the key is here, according to Rav Yossi, who says that he's only chayev asham tali, is only if he doesn't die. It's only if he doesn't, that if he dies machmas this choli. If he dies machmas another choli, or he gets better, then it turns out that the tnai in the get wasn't fulfilled. Once the tnai in the get's not fulfilled, so then the bia that she took place later she was a real full fledged wife. She was an ashes ish. Therefore, there would be a chiyav of achatas. So the Gemara now is assuming that Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi are talking about a case where he says, I'm giving the get now to be chal later when I die. And they're assuming the question, the makshin of this Gemara is now going to assume that the get takes place after he dies. So the Gemara asks, Luchi mais havigita, v'hakayim lan de'engit lachar misa. And he's a pask, when he dies, right? How can that be considered a get? We know that the get can't be chal after his death. The get can only be chal during the lifetime. And here you're saying, according to the Havim of the Gemara, that the get takes place after he dies. So the Gemara answers no. I'm a rabba, but Omer me'esh shani ba'olam. That was what we would think that the Gemara Mishnah was talking about. I was saying that the get takes place from today. Should I die? You know, from the moment before I die, the get takes place from today. So therefore it's not that it's a get achar misa. So Rashi says, "Umishani amar rabba masnisim lapa omer mehayom im mesi." It's not whether I say if I. The Mishnah is not talking about a case where he says today if I die. Dahi vade lechim mais igli milsa dahave get mishas nesin. In that case, everyone would agree that it's a get from originally back then. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree. The Rabba le'apater, ele ba'omer me'esh shani ba'olam lahabe get. It's a question where you say that this get should be chal the last moment before I die. So hilchach Rabbi Yehuda, samach le'misa chal gita. So the get is only chal right before he dies. So me'kara eshes ishi. So she's an eshes throughout. Rabbi Yossi sabar mishas nesina, misatko lan dilma zohi shaham smucha le'misa v'habe get suffolk. He's not sure when the get's going to be chal, because any moment right beforehand could be his last moment. And therefore, the suffix and Rashi says the machlok is with the Indian Breira. Whether or not you can say, now that this moment has passed, it's hover davar l'mafreya, that she wasn't an ashes. Okay, so now into the third to last line on the base. Tana Rabbanan, Yom Shabbat Ben Tzayim, Baila Zaka Ben Mitzioso, Masi Yedel, Vafarasa Derev, Yorshim Metamela. The days in between, right? The days in between when he gives the get when the get is chal. So the Rashi said that she's a full-fledged wife. The husband is still zocha in her mitzios. He still has rights to what she produces. He can be made for her nether, and he can be yorisher. And if he's a kohen, he can be mitamela. She's still a full-fledged wife. Klal shadavar. The klal is hara he can ishtu lechol davar. She's his wife completely. El she'in of shvicha mina get sheni. The only thing is that if he dies, like samach leget, samach lemisa, that's considered a get. Rashi says, and she doesn't need a second get. Essentially, she's his full-fledged wife until the moment that he dies. That's the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and that's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda said. But in our Mishnah, there's a bia in between her. She's chayav. There's a chiyav misa or a chiyav chatas. Okay, but Rav Meir says bi'ilasa tuluya. Her bia is tuluya. It's hanging. And Rav Yossi omer bi'ilasa suffik. Rav Yossi says the bia, she does a bia between the nesina and when the get is chal, it's a bi'ilasa suffik. The Gemara is going to ask what's the chiluk between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. The Chachamim omer, the Chachamim say not migureshes, ain't migureshes. Chachamim say she's in this limbo status. The Gemara asks, My ikar bein Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. What's the chilik between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi? Rav Meir said that it's bilasa tluya, and Rav Yossi says it's bilasa safek. So I'm Rav Yochanan Ashram Tala ikar benayu. The difference is whether or not she's chayv and Ashram Tala if she has bia during that time period, right? Ashram Tala ikar benayu. Rav Meir lo maisi Ashram Tala. Rav Yossi maisi Ashram Tala. Rav Meir says you bring an Ashram Tala. Rav Yossi says don't bring an Ashram Tala. Why? So you look in Rashi. Rashi says bilasa tluya. We'll read the Rashi's. See, this is Rav Meir Shita. It's a davar toloy ad sheyamus, o ad sheyami cholizeh. It's just hanging until he dies or he gets better from the sickness. Im meis minacholi, if he dies, haba le'apotter l'Rav Meir. Why? Mashmalei me'esh ani ba'olam hainu b'shas nesin v'hach gamalei. Harei zegitech me'esh ani ba'olam im meisi. The chet is only going to be chal one moment before I die. Hilka kishemeis iglam milsa degrushihi havet. So when he dies, it's igla milsa that she was a grusha b'shas biyav im lo meis habal lebechatas. And if he doesn't die, she's chay bechatas. It's only an issue of bechatas.
It's chal the time of the
sina. Chal the time of the sina from the moment that he dies. It's retroactively, it's chal. So he says it's only tluya whether or not she's of eishes ish or not. So it's either nothing or a chatas. But Rav Yossi Amar bilasa suffik. There's a suffix on the shas biya. He says there's a suffix on the shas biya. So maybe this is any moment could be the moment. So maybe this is a moment that he dies. So he says the maisa biya that takes place beforehand. It's a time of suffix. So if it's a suffix, you have to bring an Ashram Taloi. And if he doesn't die from it, then it was a vadai, and you have to bring a chatas. The difference is how you view that time period, if it took place, how you view the time period beforehand. Rav Yossi says you view it as a suffix. Rav Meir says it's just Taloi. You have to just wait and see what happens until afterwards. So the Gemara says, the Chachamim Omri Megureshes Ein Megureshes. He's in this limbo status. So Chachamim Hayin Rav Yossi. Gemara says it's the same thing as Rav Yossi. What's the difference between Chachamim and Rav Yossi? So Iki Binai the Rav Zera. The difference is whether or not whether you agree Rav Zera, whether or not we're going to use the din of Rav Zera. Dama Rav Zera Amar Rabba Bar Yirmiyah Amar Shmuel Komakim Amar Chachamim Megureshes Ein Megureshes Ba'alachai the Mezonosel. If you're going to put her in the status of Megureshes of Ein Megureshes, then there's a Chi of Mezonos. So Chachamim put her in the status of Megureshes of Ein Megureshes. And Rav Yossi doesn't disagree with Rav Zeir, Rashi says. He just says that this isn't considered Megureshes of Ein Megureshes because he says that there's no Chi of Mezonos. Rashi points out, though, that the Brisa here is different than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah has Rav Yossi saying Megureshes of Ein Megureshes. But Rashi says Megureshes of Ein Megureshes. Ika benai the Rav Zeir, Kolomi Ika benai Mezonos. The Machlok is whether or not there's a Chi of Mezonos. Uki the Rav Zera, like Rav Zera, with the load of poly with the Rav Zera. There's no argument on Rav Zera. The Vaya Isla the Rav Zera. They both hold the Rav Zera. Mishum Haki Lo Kari Rav Yosef Megureshes Megureshes to Ksavar Les Lemizone. He can't say the words Megureshes or Ein Megureshes, the Brisa says, because otherwise he would have to have a Chiv Mezonos. And here Rashi points out, the last Rashi before the Mishnah, the Alpha God Rav Yosef, the Masnista Tan Megureshes or Ein Megureshes, Trey Tanoi Valib the Rav Yosef, behind the Chacham and the Brisa. It's two Tanoi according to Rav Yosef. And our Mishnah says Megureshes and Megureshes. According to our Mishnah, Rav Yossi would say there is a Chiyah Mezonos, and that would be the same thing as the Chachamim and the Braisa. Okay, just moving a little faster because we have what till 6:40. Okay, Hareza Gitech. Someone says this is your get al menat shetitni li masayim zuz, that on condition that you give me $200. So Hareza Megureshes v'titen. She's Megureshes, and the money should be given. So Gemara is going to explain what v'titen means. Does it mean that the get is chal right away, and now she has to give him the money, or does it mean that the get is not chal until she gives him the money? Okay, it's going to be machlokas in the Gemara. So Arayzak Gita Chamanash Nili Batsayim. So Arayzak Megureshes V'titen. If he says Almanash Nili Mikan V'Achloshim Yom, he says this is your get on condition that you give me some money from now till 30 days, meaning you have up till day 30 to pay me. Imnit Nala B'Toch Shloshim Yom. If she gives him the money during 30 days, Megureshes, then she's considered they're divorced. V'imlav, if she's not Mikayim the Tanai, and she doesn't give the money until 30 days, Ein Megureshes. There's no divorce. The Gemara is going to ask, what's the chiddush of that law in the Mishnah? He gave a tanai, and either she validates the tanai or doesn't. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah there? Amar Rav Shimon Gamaliel, Rav Shimon Gamaliel says, Maisa B'Tzidon, there was a maisa that took place in the town of Sidon. Be'echad she'amar li'ishto, someone said to his wife, Hareza gitech amanashe titni li'itzilisi, this is your get on condition that you give me back my coat. But of the itzilisi, and the coat was lost. There's nothing you can do. And the Chachamim said, you know what, instead of giving him the coat, you can just give him back the value of the coat. So the Rashi asks, the Gemara is going to ask, The Gemara Panach Matana, the Tana Maisa. Usually the Maisa comes to explain a Shita. What Shita is this story coming to explain? So, okay. My v'titain, what does it mean? I'm going to ask, what does v'titain mean? So Rav Huna Amar v'hi titain. Rav Huna says it means that she has to give it to him. Rashi says v'hi titain t'nai ba'almahu. It's just a t'nai. V'ki mekaimilei, when the mekaim the t'nai, igla milsa de mishas nesina gita havi d'chol. D'chol amanas me achshav hu v'amanas kein d'lekayim. It's igla milsa l'mafreya. So if he says, this is your get if you give me X, Y, and Z. So the get, once she gives X, Y, and Z, whenever she gives it, the get is chal originally, retroactively. Rav Yehuda Omer Lichesh Titein. No, it means that when you give me the money, that's when the get is chal. So the machlokas is when the get is chal. Immediately upon, with Shasa Mira, or when the scene of the mouse. So my benayu, so what's the practical difference between the two shitas? Ige benayu shenitgra a get, osha avad. The difference is what happens if during the time period when she has the time to chaim the tanai, the get is ripped or the get is destroyed. Rav Huna Omar b'hi titen and tzricha hemenu get sheni. The get was chal already. She just has to be chaim the tanai. She doesn't need another get from him. The get was chal way back when, and therefore there's no need for a second get. Rav Huna Omar licha shetiten tzricha hemenu get sheni. No, when she gives the money, then she doesn't need another get because the get's not chal until she actually gives him the money. It's not nami gabi kedushin, and we have a similar machlokas when it comes to kedushin. Kihai gavna, like this, the Tanah and the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, Ha'omer li'isha, someone says to his wife, to his would-be wife, Ha'omer li'isha, Harei at mikudeshes li amanacha eten lach matayim zuz. You are betrothed to me on condition that I give you 200 zuz. Harei yu mikudeshes v'yitin. She's mikudeshes, and you have to give it. V'itmar my v'yitin, the Bryce will learn what it means v'yitin over there. Ravuna amar v'hu yitin. Again, same thing, that the condition is chal right away, and he has to be mekayim the Tanah by giving her the money. Rav Yehuda Amar Licha Sheyitin. The kedushin is only chal when he gives her the money. But prior to giving the money, this kedushin is not chal. Ma benayu. So what's the practical ramification or difference between them? Ike benayu shepashta yodav ekibul kedushin me achar. If in the meantime, when he says it and until he was fulfilling the tanai, she accepted kedushin from somebody else. Is the second kedushin going to be chal? Rav Huna Amar Behi Yitin Tanaba Omahu may come tanai v'azil. Rav Huna says no. Well, who yitain is this a tanai ba'alma? Meaning, once he fulfills the tanai, the kedushin would be chal from point A. So once he's mekayim the tanai, there's a kedushin that's chal from point A. If she accepted the kedushin on point B, it's nothing because she's already mekudeshes to somebody else. Rav Huna amar licha sheyitain lichi yab la huda have a kedushin hash lo have a kedushin. He says no. Licha sheyitain, the kedushin is only chal when he gives her the money. So if she accepts the money from somebody else between, if she accepts kedushin, so that second kedushin is actually chal first. So that becomes the first kedushin, and therefore she's married to the second guy, she's mekudeshes to the second guy, not the first guy. So now the Gemara is going to ask, why do we need the machlokas both in gittin and kedushin? It's the same machlokas. Utsricha, and we need the machlokas in both instances. The Ashmin and Gabi Kedushin, if we just had the machlokas by Kedushin, but how come Rav Huna v'hu yitain? Maybe over there Rav Huna says v'hu yitain, mishum de lekrova kasi. Since he's bringing her close to her, he wants the Kedushin to be chal right away. Aval Gabi Gerishin, but when it comes to Gerishin, de lerechoka kasi, he's pushing her away, maybe he doesn't want that to happen right away. So ema modele le Rabbi Huda, maybe that instance he's modele Rabbi Huda, there's only chal when the Tanai is fulfilled. The Ashmin and Gabi Gerishin, if you say that, and if you're going to say, maybe if we only mention Machlokas by Gerishin, we would say, but how come Rav Huna v'hi titen? Maybe only here Rav Huna said that it's chal retroactively from the first, from point A. Mishum the lo kasif limitba. Because a guy who's divorcing his wife doesn't care if he's demanding money from her. I guess, sorry, the case of Kedushin was that he demands that I'm going to be Kedushin to you if you give me money. So in that case, it's the same, similar to by Gittin. So he says, by getting, he's divorcing her. He doesn't care. Give me money. Well, see, a lot of times, I'll give you the get if you give me money. So therefore, that would be chal retroactively. Aval gabe kidushin, the kisifa limitba'e, that he's embarrassed to ask money from her. Ema modeli Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe in that case, he would be modeli Rabbi Yehuda and say that, well, he was embarrassed, but if she does it, so it's only chal when she actually gives him the money. And now the other way around. And if we just had it by kedushin, but how come Rabbi Yehuda licha sheyitin? Maybe only by kedushin you would say Rabbi Yehuda would say that his din is only chal later. Again, just to say what we said now, just in reverse. Rishon Dekseifel Lemitvoi, because he's embarrassed to ask money from her. So if he's embarrassed to ask money from her, maybe you would say that.
She's embarrassed.
Dekseifel Lemitvoi. Oh, she's embarrassed to ask money from him. So therefore, what? So she's embarrassed to ask money from him, and therefore you would say. Yeah, but so what does that mean? So therefore, only once she gets the money, it's going to be chal. Aval gabi gerish and delo ksif lemitvei, because again she doesn't care to get the getting divorced, so she's going to they'll demand, so she'll get the money. Aim amod le'rav Huna, that right, he's not embarrassed to get the money. Right, aval gerish and delo ksif lemitvei. So therefore, aim amod le'rav Huna that it should be chal right away, and not have to wait till the money actually transfers. The Iashmin and Gabigarishin, but how come Rabbi Yehuda Lichashatite Mishun Durachokasi? Because he's pushing her away. So you want it to happen, you know, he's pushing her away, so maybe that means you just wait until the Tanai is fulfilled. Aval Gabi Kiddushin, when it comes to Kiddushin, the Lichrovakasi, since he's bringing her closer to her, Ema Modeli Rav Huna, maybe in that case he's Modeli Rav Huna, that it's Chal retroactively from point A, because he wants to bring her closer to him. Therefore, it's Richa, we need both cases. We need both cases, both according to Rav Huna and according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right, this is independent of the ksuba. This is a tonight for the kiddushin. This is an independent tonight. If it rains tomorrow, if you give me $100, it's just an independent tonight from the ksuba. Meisveis, the Gemara now asks a kasha on Rav Yehuda, which is going to seem to indicate that we hold like Rav Huna. Meisvei, Brisa says, Hareze gitech amanacha titnili matnayim zuz. This is your get on condition that you give me $200, 200 zuz, right? So afal pisha nikra haget, even if the get is ripped, oshin nevad, or it's lost in the meantime. Migureshes, she's divorced, exactly like Rav Huna. But the Brisa says, Ula acha lotinosa achatitain. But nevertheless, there's a gzera that you should be careful that she shouldn't get married until she gives the money. Even though she's divorced right away, you still have to be mekayim the tanai. That's mefarish like Rav Huna, who says that the gerishin is chal retroactively from point A. But od tanya, we have another Brisa that says, Hareze giteich al menashe didn't leave matnayim zuz. Umes, and then he dies. So Mara says, "Not ena zekuka liyavam, lo not na zekuka yavam." If she had given him the money beforehand, so she's no longer zekuka liyavam because she was divorced. But if she didn't give him the money, lo zekuka liyavam, she's zekuka liyavam because she's not divorced. She wasn't mekayim b'tanai. But Shimon gam liel omer, no senes lo aviv o lo achiv o lo echad min akrovim. No, she can give the money to the father or to the yorshim, and then the get's going to be chalim afrei. It's not considered a get la'achar misa. So you see, so ad kan lo plugi ela de marsa v'liv lo yorshi umarsa v'liv afilu yorshi. The machlokes in Rav Shimon gam liel and Tanakama there is only whether or not when he says li it includes his yorshim, but v'chuli amen miyat noa have. Everyone agrees that it's just a tnai. Because the machlok is only whether or not leave a little yarshin, but they agree that it get if it is li and li yarshin, then it'd be chal limafreya. It's not considered get la'achar misa. So that would be a kasha to you to the Rav Yehuda. That'd be a kasha to Rav Yehuda. Because according to Rav Yehuda, it's only chal when the money is given. At this point in time, when the money is given, he's dead. It would be a get la'achar misa. According to Rav Huna, it's chal limafreya. It's not a get la'achar misa. So you see that these braces, it's a clear kasha on Rav Yehuda. So Yehuda says no. Amalek Rabbi Yehuda, how money? Whose sheet do these Mishnayos represent? That's Rebbe he. The Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rebbe, Kol Omer Almanas, Kol Omer Achshav Dami. Rebbe said that whoever says Almanas, whoever says on condition, is if he wants it to be Chal right now, Upligi Rabbanan Aleh. But the Rabbanan argue on him. Va'anah the Amri Ki Rabbanan. And I hold like the Rabbanan. So now the Mara is going to see, try to prove whether or not the Rabbanan actually are Kolik on Rebbe. Rabzeira says, "Ki havina bivavel." When I was in Bavel, I'm reading the Hada Amar Rav Huna Amar Rebbe. I said the memra of Rav Huna Amar Rebbe that kol omer almanas ka omer achshav dami. That anyone who says on condition, it's chal right away and just a tonight that has to be fulfilled later, right? Pligi Rabbanan Aleh. And they said over there that right, Rabbanan were cholik on that, and if Rabbanan are cholik, so Rav Yehuda can be cholik on the Rabbanan. But Kisliki, when I came to Eretz Yisrael, Ashgach Leil Rav Asi, I found Rav Asi, the Yosef Amar Mishmei to Rav Yochanan, who was sitting and learning in front of Rav Yochanan, and he said, Hakol Moldim BaOmer Almanas KaOmer MeAchshav Dami. There's no machlokas. Everyone agrees, even Rabbanan agree that if you say Almanas, that's KaOmer MeAchshav Dami. So if that's the case, Rabbanan agree. Who does Rav Yehuda hold like? It's still to Yufta and Rav Yehuda. And he says, and continue the memory, Lo Nechaku Ela Mehayom Ula Achar Misa. He says the only machlokas in Rabbanan and Rebbe is what the case where the guy says, this is your get, mehayom, from today, ula achar misa. So Rashi explains, ela mehayom ula achar misa, the Rabbanan miskakilu itnahave, ichazarahave. It's mehayom and ula achar misa. So the Rabbanan have a suffix, whether the achar misa is just, whether it's just a tanai, or he's being chozer, meaning, it's mehayom, should I die? Or does he say l'achar misa? The Rabbanan say maybe he was chozer, and he says no, not mehayom, but l'achar misa, after I die. That's a get l'achar misa. But according to Rebbe, it's definitely a tanai, meaning it's today. Should I die? V'hatanya, right? And this is a proof that that's where the machlokas is. V'hatanya, the Braisa says mehayom l'achar misa. If he says from today and after I die, get ve'eino get. According to Chachamim, it's a get, but it's not a get. Divrei Chachamim, Rebbe Omer Kazeh Get. This is a real get. What does it mean? Get v'she'eino get. I'm not exactly sure. It's a suffix. There's a suffix over here whether or not it's considered a get. Because again, the Rabbanan have the suffix whether or not he was chozer by saying the Achar Misa, or it's just a tznai that should be from now till Achar Misa. But Rebbe Omer Kazeh Get. This is a full-fledged get. But you see over here, the Gemara asks Urav Yehuda the Amr ba'Amanas Pligi. The Gemara is assuming that they should have. Rabbi Yehuda says that there's a machlokas between Almanas. Right, so Adamifagi mehayom al achar misa liftagu ba almanas. Why aren't they just telling? Why don't you bring down the machlokas of almanas? You only bring down the machlokas of hayom al achar misa. So Gemara answers, no. Maybe you can say lehodikah kocho de Rebbe. You come to here to show how strong Rebbe Shita is. Rabbi Yehuda is answering. He said the reason why you're only bringing down the machlokas from a hayom al achar misa because even in this case, when there's a suffix to say that it's a chazara, even Rebbe holds that's a good get. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So the lifagu ba almanas, why doesn't it just say the other way around? Lifagu ba almanas, ulodika koch on the Rabbanan. And tell me the koach of the Rabbanan to show us that even in almanas, they don't hold, it's a good get. So it says, no, koach der teir adiflay. Koach der teir is adif. The koach of it, we're assuming that Rebbe is the mekel shita, because he's allowing the get to take place. That's considered the kula here. Again, maybe it's a kula that leads to chumras because it can go. I think every time we have the koach de hatera, we have this kasha, whether it's not that's the kula, that's not. But since koach de hatera adif, that's why we're only going to bring the machlokas down by yom al achar misa. But that doesn't mean, and the gemara is, it doesn't mean that they're not cholik when it comes to when it not come from ba'al manas. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda still has the shita of Rabbanan to be somechan to say that almanas could also mean right away. It doesn't necessarily have to mean limafreya. Okay? The Gemara now continues. The case is the Mishnah said almanasha titni li mikan va'at shloshim yom. Right? The Mishnah said, he says, almanasha titni li mikan va'at shloshim yom. This is your get on condition that you pay me from now until 30 days. If she gives him during the 30 days, it's a get. If she doesn't give him the money between 30 days, it's not a get. So the Gemara asks, pshita, that's pashut. Made a tanai. If you're Makayim the tanai, it works. If you're not Makayim the tanai, it doesn't work. So pshita. So the Gemara says, no. Ma'od etema, k'peda lav kapida, luzar zakasi, kamash malan, maybe, kamash malan not. So you have having to think that he doesn't really care about the 30 days. He just wants the money. So he says it's going to be to get within 30 days, meaning he wants the Mizaris her to pay him quickly. It doesn't necessarily mean that he's makbid on the zman, kamash malan. If he says 30 days, he's really makbid on the zman. It's not only to be Mizaris her, it's really that he wants the money within 30 days, and if she's not mekayim the tanai, then there's no then the tanai is not good. So Gemara, next case. The next case was Rav Shimon. The Mishnah brought down the Maisa of Tzidon. Again, what was the Maisa of Tzidon? The Mishnah says, this is your get on condition that you give me back my coat, and the coat was lost. So the Chachamim brought down here. They said she can pay him the value of the coat instead, and then the get would be valid. So the Gemara asks, what was the shita that they bring down the maisa for? Rashi says, where else do we talk about money that you can pay back money in lieu of what he asks for, that you bring the mice? What's this mice being a raya for? So the Gemara says, chisui mechzara. No, there's something missing in the text here. V'hachi katani. And this is what the Mishnah says, and by rewording the Mishnah, we'll see what the mice comes to prove. If he says, this get is yours on condition that you give me back my coat. And she lost the coat. So the Mishnah says, the Tanakhama says, it's dilasi dafka amrla. He wants the coat. If you give me back the coat, it's a get. He doesn't want anything else. If you don't have the coat, forget about it. But Rav Shimon Gamliel omer, titen loas dameha. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, you can give her, you can give him, she can give him the money in lieu of the coat. But Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says, now he brings a riot to prove, a story to prove his shita. But Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, maisa nami bit Sidon, the echad sha'amar liishto harezek itech, the maisa that took place also in Sidon, where one said to his wife, this is your get, amanashat, didn't you it's the see that you give me back my coat? But of the itzdi laso, and you, and she lost the coat. The Amru Chachamim, titen lo es damer. The Chachamim say, no, you know what, she can give back the money. She doesn't have to give back the coat, she can give back the money. So, a little time, we'll say something outside. According here, in the Mishnah over here, Rav Shimon Gamliel is teaching us that the man divorces his wife on condition that she gives him back his coat, and the coat's lost, so she can fulfill the condition by returning the money in lieu of the coat. And the Gemara here explains that the Chachamim argue that the coat is lost, she can't fulfill the Tanai, since she can't, and we pass like a Chachamim, she can't fulfill the Tanai, and therefore it's not a valid get. So what's clear from here is that if the woman can't fulfill the Tanai stipulated by her husband, even if it's beyond her ability to do so, it's an onus, the coat's lost. She can't do it. Nevertheless, the get does not take effect. So if she's anusa, the Mishnah is saying here, if she's anusa, she can't fulfill the Tanai, it's no good according to Chachamim. And it becomes more clear also from the next Mishnah, Ayin Hei Meveis, that teaches that if a man divorces his wife, Almanas, that she nursed their son for 2 years, and then the child dies within the 2 years, the Chachamim say the get is not valid. Why not? She's anusa. She can't fulfill the condition. This ties into the Gemara in Ksubas, in the beginning of the Gemara in Ksubas. The Gemara in Ksubas on Daf Gimel says, according to one gears over there, that Rava holds that Yesh Onus Begitten, that there is onus when it comes to Gittin. Right? It's Machlokas over there between, Shmuel says, Ain Onus Begitten, and it's a question of whether or not, it's a question of which text in the Gemara have. But one sheet over there is that there is onus Begitten, meaning if a man gives his wife a good get on condition that, say, it should take effect only if he doesn't return within 30 days. And then he's prevented from returning due to an onus, the get is still valid. Right? That's because to say that there is onus begitten. But, because the get's not valid. If we say yesh onus begitten, that means onus has it, so in that case, the get would not be valid, because there was an onus that prevented him from returning. He really wanted to return, but he was unable to. So if according to the Shita, that even if the tie wasn't fulfilled, why in this case say that it was an onus and let it be a get without her having to deliver the itzdelasi? What's the chilek? So I think we talked about this. I think it was the third or fourth shir that Rabbi Rosner ever gave in the shir. He talked about differences between different types of onus. And you quote here, it's the Ritva here in Daf Lamed and the Ra'ah over there in Ksuvas. Yep, what to say? It's basically. I saw this also from Rabbi Kornfeld. Mordechai Kornfeld has a Daf Yomi advancement form. He also talks about this. So he says, and he explains it this way. He says, every condition has two sides. You have one side which will cause the kinyan or the maisa to take effect. That's a kiyum tanai. And another side is the bitula tanai. Right? So when Rabbi says, yesh onus begitin, that means that a kiyum tanai through onus is not considered a kiyum. Right? If you're mekayim a tanai through onus, that's not considered a kiyum. But a bitul tanai, if it's done by onus, is still a bitul tanai. Right, the act didn't take place. He says he explains that an onus can only take away a person's action; it can't create an action where there was none. Right, so Rabbi Razar brought down. It's clear in Rabbi Chanan in Ksuvas. The first of all, Rabbi Chanan in Ksuvas explains that what happens with the Maisa onus. If I could find it here, I still have the sheets. If he's listening, he'll be proud. Rabbi Chanan says, the kiyum tanai by onus lo chashiv kiyum. A kiyum tanai by onus is not considered a kiyum. The next kiyum is kain me'ela, the loya dea adam v'zelo mahani. If a tanai transpires by onus, it doesn't. We don't place that maisa onto the man, right? If someone does an avera by onus, it's according to this, and then Joseph Engel has a whole maracha on this. Someone does a maisa avera by onus. Is it that he did the maisa avera, but he's pater from onshin? Or do we say there's no maisa? It's not the maisa, the act is not miyuchas to him at all, right? Because as Ruchan says, the ba'inan sha'adam yikayim atanai. You need a person to be mekayim atanai. And if the maisa is not miyuchas to him at all, Well, Maisa, Maisa's Ma'onis, Einu Nechshus Al Adam Elik Nasis Me'elis. Only as if, it's as if he didn't do it. It's as if it was done by, if it was not done at all by him. We don't attach the Maisa to him. So that's why Rav Chaim also brings down the tshuva of the Rivash and Simandala, that if one does Averis Ba'onis, even if you do the big three, you're not considered Pasul Eidus, because the Maisa Averis done Ba'onis, the Maisa Averis done Ba'onis is not considered as if he did it. Rather, it's Nasa Me'ela. But in other instances where you say, in this case, where the Bitul Hatanai is done Ba'onis, you say something's going to be Chal if you don't do X, Y, and Z, and an Onis caused you not to do it, it still wasn't done. So therefore, in this case, it's not considered onus begitten. It's different here in the Gemara and Ksubas. One's a bitul atanai, one's a kiyam atanai. Okay. Gemara continues. There's a lot more to say on that, but just want to bring that down. Okay. Gemara says, "By mei Rav Asi Rav Yochan. Rav Asi asked Rav Yochan, 'Hareza gidit chamanash titli matayim zuz v'chazir amalehim mukhulim lachmahu.' The guy says, 'This is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz,' and then he says, 'You know what? It's machul. I don't want it.' Mahu, is it considered a get? Meaning, is the fact that he was mochel considered as if he received it? So tibayil rabbanon, tibayil Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's a question on rabbanon and a question on Rav Shimon Gamliel. Right? Again, rabbanon said that you have to give it the bedafka, the coat, and Rav Shimon Gamliel said you can give money in lieu of the coat. Right? So tibayil rabbanon, you can ask the question to rabbanon. Ad kan lo kam rabbanon hasim ella de lo achla gaba. Al hacha, over there, maybe over there, Rabbanan said that he needed specifically the coat because he was a mochel. He says, "I want the coat." Aval hacha, haka amale mechulach. Here he says he's mochel, so maybe he doesn't care. The tanai goes away. O Dilma, right? O Dilma, filo Rav Shimon Gamliel lo ka amar ella de kam mefaisa labedami. Aval agami lo amar la. So he says, maybe even the other way around with Rav Shimon Gamliel, maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel says over there that he's okay by getting the money in lieu of the coat because at least he's getting something. But here he's not getting anything at all. So maybe just because he's mochel her, he's just being mevatel the whole tanai and there's no get at all. So the Gemara paskins, eina migureshes. In the end, it's eina migureshes, meaning that if he says mochel her, it's not considered that he got the money. It's not considered that the tanai is niskayim. And therefore, she's not migureshes. So the Rashba brings down a machlokas whether or not eina migureshes goes according to Rav Shimon Gamliel and according to Chachamim, or just according to Chachamim. Because maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel, he says it may be that the Rav Shimon Gamliel said, listen, you're mochel, you know, you're mochel over there, it doesn't matter, just according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim would say that you can't be mochel, he has to get specifically. So that's a machlokas in the Rishonim. So the Gemara asks, Esvei, Haomer L'Chaveiro, someone says to his friend, Konim Shatet, so the Gemara asks on this. He says, Ein Megureshes, Mashma, that if you're mochel, it's not considered as if everything, it's not considered as if you received it. So the Gemara says, Haomer L'Chaveiro, Konim Shatet, Nehenneli, im iatan notzein livni kor echad shalchitin v'shtecha v'yosu yayin. You should be usher to me. You cannot get enough for me unless you give my son all this food. Rav Meir Omer usher acha yitain. Rav Meir says you can't get benefit. Person B can't get benefit from person A unless person B gives person A's son all the food. The chachamim Omer. Chachamim say avze yochel lahatir es nidro shlo api chacham. You don't need a chacham to be matir this neder. The Omer Hareini ki ilu hiskabalti. You can, as long as you say Hareini ki ilu hiskabalti, it's as if you received it. So if you're mochel, you say Hareini ki ilu hiskabalti, it's as if you received it. So too in our case, if you say ki ilu hiskabalti, the mechila should work, and therefore it should be migureshes. So the Gemara says hachi hashta. There's no comparison. Hasam, meaning in our case, litziura kamikavein velo tziira. Hachom mishum harvachahu hu v'halo itzrich. In our case, the whole reason why he's giving all these conditions, when you give all these conditions with a get, you see it oftentimes, the reason why you give these conditions is just to be mitzar her, to cause her pain. So therefore, he specifically gave this tonight to cause her pain. If he says he's mochel, then he's not causing her any pain. The whole point is being mitzar her. So therefore, it's not considered a get. However, by the Nidarim case, he wanted money. He said, all it was l'harvacha, he wanted to gain money. So therefore, if he said, because he needed the money, but now that he's mochelit, it comes to the point, he doesn't need the money anymore. So therefore, if he's mochelit, the ned there goes away. Ahu gavra da amar le arise, a guy says to his aris, to his sharecropper, kule ama dolu tlas l'vasa v'achla rivi. The entire world, this is the market. The market standard is that you're supposed to water the field three times, and then you can eat one-fourth of the produce. I'm going to make a different deal with you. At delay arba, you water the field four times, the akhl tilsa, and then you'll be able to eat a third. Water one more time, and you get more percent, you get more of the field. L'sof atam mitra, so when it came time for the fourth watering, it rained. So in the end, the Baal got the field watered. So Amar Rav Yosef, halo dala. The guy didn't water the field. Since the guy didn't water the field, it should be that the tnai is not nitzkayim. I mean, you can't get the third, you only should get the fourth. Rava Amar halo itzrach. Rava says, no, you don't need to. It was mocha because it rained, so you still get the tnai was still kayim. The Gemara says, "Lame Rav Yosef to Amar Rabban and Rabba Abba Kamar Kli Shimon Gamliel." Let's line up the shitas that Rav Yosef is like Rabbanan and Rabba is like Rabban, Rabba Shimon Gamliel. The Gemara says, "But Tizbar can't be." V'Hakay Milan Hilchus Hakavasei Der Rabba. We know the halacha goes like Rabba. Ubaha Ein Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel. In this case, the halacha can't go like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So therefore, you can't line up Shimon Gamliel and Rabba because the halacha they're incongruent. Ela LaOlam Ki Rabbanan. No, everyone goes like Rabbanan. Rav Yosef Rabbanan, like you would think. Rabba Amar Lecha Ana the Amri Afilu Rabbanan. I can say Mashita even according to Rabbanan. Adkan Lokam Rabbanan Hasam over there when it comes to the Mechila by the coat, because El Tzur Kamikavin. There he just wants to be Mitzar her. If he doesn't force her to give the coat, he's not causing her pain. Aval Hacha Mishum Harvachahu. Here the only reason why he wanted to water the field a fourth time because he wanted to be Marviach. He wanted to profit from the fourth watering. V'halo itzrich, and since it rained, he doesn't need it. Therefore, it's as if it was watered the fourth time, and he can get a third of the produce, and not just a fourth of the produce. Okay, we'll stop here for slichos.